The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
Sure enough, the ref was over. What's your name? And him talking to me for all match the ref. He's the captain for Trouser up and he's chatting. I'm loving the Paddy set. Paddy Andrews, red card.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. The OTB Podcast Network.
Some of these critics, these pundits.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
They like to play the hard man when they're on it. It's not very pleasant when you're trying to manage a team. All you're looking for is a bit of civility and a bit of decency, but they just dismiss you like you know, you have nothing to do with the bloody occasion.
The runaway train of Adrian Barry. We are running after the runaway train of Adrian Barry. We are looking at his scores that he's put up over the last couple of weeks. We have changed the rules to try and rein him in a little bit. Let's have a look at how last week went, or how the table now looks as a result of last week. Adrian still in the lead on 25 points. Will on 23 points. I'm in third on 22 points. Tommy way down to the bottom on 21 points. After tipping Cavan to beat Tyrone last week, he overthought it. He sent an email at midnight on a Thursday night. Tommy, never send emails at midnight on a Thursday night. It is the rule. But we are going to change things up this week. You get your 1 point for a correct prediction, picking the correct team. You get 2 additional points if you get the margin of victory bang on. And if you don't get that, we'll give 1 point to the person who comes closest to the exact scoreline, unless everybody's picked the wrong team. We're not going to give people an extra point for getting the team wrong. So those are the new rules. Adrian, we're coming for you.
Rancor. There's going to be a lot of rancor.
There certainly will. Speaking of, let's get into our first set of predictions. This morning we are looking at the provincial semi-finals here in Ulster. And it is Tyrone against Donegal, probably the standout fixture this Sunday. And then tomorrow it is Armagh versus Monaghan. So Tyrone against Donegal. We are all going for Donegal wins. Will, you've gone for Donegal win by a point. I'm going for the exact same thing. Adrian and Tommy both going for a 2 point win. Tommy, I might throw this one out to you. First of all, any concern that you're going to get this one badly wrong?
An email at midnight that I was changing my pick to Tyrone. Close. It's going to be really, really, really close this game. I don't think Murphy will start. I think he'll come on. I just think that Donegal have had their wake-up call again. They were very lax against Derry. They were so lucky they got through. And I just don't think Tyrone are ready yet to take them down.
Will?
Yeah, I suppose not too different to that. Like, Donegal found answers when they needed them last week. Like, Derry put in an incredible, particularly first half performance, and then Donegal just about reeled them in for the scores at the end. And like, what a finish by McBrearty for that winning point. And like, even though Michael Murphy was probably at what, 50-60% last week, he still came in and added a bit of stability when he was able to come off the bench. And I think the time that he comes on this weekend will determine what position they're in the game. For me, this is one of the games of the weekend, but yeah, I just kind of fancy Donegal to maybe get over by a point or two in the end, but it's going to be properly tight. I mean, the Ulster Football Championship is where it's at for excitement this summer, it seems.
Adrian, are you looking at the Derry war that Donegal found themselves in last week as a positive or a negative for Donegal?
I mean, I think it's a negative, but I'm sort of hoping and assuming that they're going to put it all behind them. Like, are we going to get the Derry Donegal? Are we going to get the Down Donegal? And this game has definitely got the possibility to make all of us look like mugs next week, because there is a possibility that Tyrone come very good in that game. I think that Donegal will be stung as well, and they'll probably use the Martin McHugh comments at halftime in the BBC about a lot of these players not being worthy of the Donegal jersey. That might be a bit of fire for the belly. Everybody needs a cause. Derek McGrath is writing about the hurling in the Examiner this morning, and Donegal probably have that now. But yeah, I mean, all of our predictions, it'll be tight.
Yeah, you're not going as tight as we are though on Armagh against Monaghan, as we've seen on screen there just a moment ago. I'm going for Monaghan by a point. You're going for Monaghan by 3 points. Tommy and Will both going for Armagh by 2. Why have you gone for Monaghan by 3 points, Adrian?
We just don't know where Armagh are at, I suppose, is the point. And again, it's definitely got this one 100%. Like, a lot of the games we were looking at last week were pretty clear calls. But again, this one is very 50-50. I think that if any team is going to win it by a few points, it's probably going to be Monaghan. But we just don't know what that Armagh side are. They
why don't we know where Armagh are at, given they've managed to survive in Division 1 and they've won by 13 points in their first game in the Ulster Championship?
I'm right to say they haven't been in an Ulster final since 2008.
this is a new Armagh. It's like,
that's very true. And defensively, they look really sound. They look like a entirely different proposition. They're flooding forward in a way that we haven't seen Armagh teams do for quite some time. I wouldn't be with any huge degree of confidence. I wouldn't put my house on Monaghan here, but I think if any team's going to win it by a few points, it might be them. And again, like, a lot of pressure on them to come good on the side of the draw that might be seen as the easy side of it. But we know they've come up short, obviously, when they were supposed to get the job done as recently as last year.
We come back to that Donegal game every week here on Quick Picks whenever we're talking about Armagh. I think that's spooked a lot of people. It hasn't spooked you, Tommy. You think Armagh are going to take that step into an Ulster final?
Yeah, I've been backing Armagh for a couple of years now. I don't agree with the term that they're playing Harlem Globetrotters football. Kieran McKeever would argue with you that they're actually more defensive than they've ever been, getting more players behind the ball, but they're just breaking really quickly in transition. I love their forwards. I think they're brilliant. I'd argue with Adrian that the form line would say that Armagh bet Monaghan by 4 points 6 weeks ago, a little more maybe, in the league. And the league was very important this year. Those teams took those games very seriously. What I would say is that Monaghan, they're a horribly sticky team. Like, they've got McManus and McCarron, who can do anything on any given day. It's hard to back against Monaghan, but I just think that the arc of the two teams are going different directions. I think Armagh on the way up, Monaghan on the way down, and we're going to see it this weekend. Armagh by 3 for me.
Will, why are you saying that this is going to happen for Armagh? I'm on the Monaghan camp, by the way. I think that the league game is really important. I think this is going to be the football game at the weekend. But I just think that Monaghan's know-how in certain areas is actually going to be important. I actually do think that the history, the recent history of Armagh, even though I questioned you on it there a moment ago, Adrian, is going to be important. So I think these moments take a massive leap forward from a team, or they require a massive leap forward from a team. And Will, you obviously see it happening from Armagh's perspective this weekend.
Yeah, look, the concern will be the old adage, league is league, championship is championship, even when they've come very close one after another this year. Like, a month ago, I was very impressed with the way that Armagh beat Monaghan when Monaghan had quite a bit of the ball, but Armagh were very good at turning it around on the counter-attack. I'm hoping that lightning will strike twice. I think that Armagh are a very difficult team to break down. I think their first-round win in Ulster will have been a huge confidence builder a couple of weeks ago. They've had time to get ready for this game against Monaghan too. And I think we're going to see a breakthrough in Kieran McGeaney's side. They're going to get back into an Ulster final for the first time in over a decade. But it is like a really tough one to call. Part of me, I will admit, went down the line of, I reckon Adrian Barry is probably going to go for Monaghan here, and I need a point of difference to try and get a point back as well. So I just edged towards Armagh on that one. I do think that Armagh are going to be able to just stop and eke out a close one against Monaghan this weekend.
Let's move to Leinster. Two games that are happening in Leinster this weekend. I mean, we're looking at Meath Dublin here, first of all. Adrian's going for Dublin by 6. I'm going for Dublin by 12. Tommy's going for Dublin by 5. Will is going for Dublin by 11. So there are two schools of thought here. One is that Dublin will be fine and that they will win by a big margin. And there's a school of thought that the rivalry is back and that it will be a couple of kicks of a ball in it. So Tommy, you believe that Meath could win this weekend if you're suggesting that they're only going to lose by 5, I suspect.
Publicly, professionally, I've learned my lesson. I think that Meath will put on a good performance. I think that they will get a goal or two early on. I think they'll make a game of it. And I think it'll be a match for sure for 50-60 minutes. Who knows what'll happen after that? I reckon Dublin are going to pull away and they're going to have just too much. They are, remember, 6th time in a row at Ireland winners here. Like, they have beaten Meath six of the last times they've met in Leinster. Yeah, Dublin by 5 for me, but it's going to be a good performance from Meath.
Will, you're not having that. You're in my camp that Dublin are going to rack up a big win.
Yeah, look, I think any sense of complacency or a slow start that may have been there from Dublin will probably be out of them after the way they played against Wexford. I would imagine there was a lot of kind of introspection after the way that they played in Wexford Park a couple of weeks ago, and they'll be ready now that they get back to Croke Park to open up again. Notwithstanding, there'd be a few concerns about Dublin's injuries defensively, where Meath could potentially get a score against them, but I think no matter what Meath bring on Sunday afternoon, the Dubs are going to have at least 10 points to spare against them. I think this time last year, we talked about a Leinster final and potentially Meath scoring goals, and Dublin went out and annihilated them. They've pretty much hammered everyone over the last couple of years. And I think that the Wexford performance was a one-off, and we get to see Dublin back to their best this weekend.
Well, the Dubs have 26 players though, Will. That's the thing.
I know, there's a
cool going on there.
Look, the panel is more stretched than it was previously, but still, I still think that Dublin are a cut above everyone else in the country. And as much, Tommy, as I would love me to be running that game down with 2 or 3 minutes to go, I think a bit like you said, once we get to the hour mark, I think Dublin will be in control and they'll walk this out by 10 points or more.
The big one, Kildare versus Westmeath. I'm going for Kildare by 5. Will is going for Kildare by 3. Tommy's going for Kildare by 4. Adrian, Barry, going for Westmeath by 3 points. Give us your logic, Adrian.
Lads, you're disgracing yourselves by putting that big of a margin on it from the Kildare point of view. And Owen, you have you would have thought that your greatest shame of the summer so far, calling Laois to beat Westmeath the other week, you would have sort of realised by now that it's a fool's game to
just back Kerry managers.
Westmeath team. That is totally fair enough. I think look at Westmeath based on the fact that I think they're a slightly different Westmeath, not entirely revolutionised, but a slightly different Westmeath than we've seen before. They're racking up good scores, 3-10-20 against Laois. They scored well, obviously, against Cork in the final. They scored well against Mayo, even though they came out the wrong side of it during the league. And a couple of decent scores as well besides that. Kildare, look at, like, I don't know on what basis people consider Kildare. I've often made the point that obviously Westmeath and Dublin have had between them Leinster sewn up over the last 15 years. I think that'll continue after this weekend. They'll meet again in the Leinster final. I think that if Westmeath can keep Neil Flynn to 4 or 5 points, then I think that's the winner of it. I like, in terms of any league form, you can't read anything into Kildare getting promoted from the group that we're in, and I think you can take a lot from Westmeath's performing as well as they did in, against like better opposition. So yeah, it's all pointing to Westmeath for me, lads.
Right, okay, so there's logic to match the really emotional elements here. We must move on to the hurling here, because there is some crackers this weekend, to say the least. It is a huge weekend. So we're going to start with the provincial finals here. Tip versus Limerick. We are all picking Limerick in this one. Adrian going for 4, I'm going for 6, Tommy's going for 2, Will's going for 4, and then Dublin versus Kilkenny. We're all going for the favourites here as well. Kilkenny, Adrian and myself going for a 6-point margin, Will going for a 5-point margin, Tommy going for a 7-point margin. Will O'Callaghan, which of these two should we be most conscious of an upset in?
I'm nearly more conscious of an upset between Dublin and Kilkenny, because Dublin made us all look like mugs a few weeks ago when it seemed that Galway were going to saunter through when they met in the Leinster Championship, and Dublin went out that day and they shook Galway down very impressively, particularly in the second half. But then I don't think Kilkenny will perform in the same way that Galway did. Like, I was so impressed by Kilkenny in extra time against Wexford a couple of weeks ago when they needed to get the job done, particularly when they were a man down after Murphy got the sin bin. And then even at that point in the game, Kilkenny were able to kick on. They look really fit and sharp this season. And slowly but surely, because we've been looking at, you know, Brian Cody's teams and wondering, is he going to go for another year? He's just sprinkled in 2 or 3 young players each season over the last couple of years. It's been an evolution as opposed to a revolution from Kilkenny. But Dublin hurled really well against Kilkenny in the championship over the last couple of years. Kilkenny needed a late flurry to get past them last time out. So I think that game in theory will be a little bit closer maybe even than the game that's being played in Munster. But I think Kilkenny will have the firepower in the end to come out by a few points. Limerick have had Tipperary's number. So from that point of view, I'm expecting Limerick to do exactly the same thing again. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Tipperary are the worst matchup for Limerick this summer. I think they're more likely to have problems against a team who are more physical based. And, you know, Tipperary were okay against Clare, but not exactly brilliant. So it's hard to back against the kings of the last 3 or 4 years in Limerick to actually knock them through in that one. So I think Dublin are going to give Kilkenny a bit of a fright, but I expect Limerick to lift the new Mackey Cup at the weekend.
We need to talk about the big hurling game of the weekend, in fairness, which is Clare-Wexford. No safety net anymore for these two teams. We'll get to that in just a moment, but just to run through some of the predicted margins of victory in the other two, Kerry against Westmeath there in the Joe McDonagh Cup final. You boys all tipping Westmeath. Yeah, I see. I'm tipping Kerry by 2.
Well, you talk about like the heart leading the head. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
Well, I mean, last year's finalists, they've been there, done well. They didn't do that. They got beaten in the final last year.
been beaten.
But they almost done that, and I think they will do that this weekend. And I think they will be bringing an All Ireland title back home to Kerry earlier than advertised. Laois against Waterford.
They lost to Carlow in the league, by the way, Kerry. Just to.
Big margins of victory there. No Kerry hurling slander here on this show this morning. Just coincidentally, myself, Tommy, Adrian, we're all going for Waterford by 12. Will, you think this is going to be a bit tighter? Is this sort of Midlands bias? A 7-point win for Waterford is what you're saying. But we just want to talk about Clare against Wexford here. The room is split a little bit. I'm going for a Clare win by 4 points. Tommy, you're going for 3. Adrian, you're going for 1. But Will is going for 2. Tommy, you've, I guess, embedded yourself so much into Clare society at this point, you know that this is going to be a win rather than just guessing, right?
100%. Yeah, and I think everybody in Clare thinks that as well, that there's no doubt at all that David Fitzgerald and Wexford could spring a surprise even this weekend. I know they're heavy underdogs. No, look, I think about this game, the struggle is, where does the form lie? Like, Clare played very well against Tipperary, but did Tipperary underperform? Wexford played very well against Kilkenny. I know we're all tipping Kilkenny this weekend against Dublin, but, you know, I'm banking on Tipperary being stronger than Kilkenny this year, and by that virtue, Clare in a better place than Wexford are, and Tony Kelly.
Yeah,
I think that's a pretty significant factor, Adrian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the league meeting, Clare were stiffed a bit by Wexford or whatever much you can read into that, but they were they 8 or 9 points up or something to that degree late on in the game. A little bit more concentration. Championship, Tony Kelly. I think that also the how close they ran Kilkenny last weekend, was it last weekend, whenever it was, for Wexford might be as good as it gets for them. And like, the way they fell apart so badly in the end might actually be quite damaging to them.
And sorry, finally then, Adrian, give us the reasons why you think a team who finished up with a scoring difference of -106 in the National Hurling League are going to be All-Ireland champions tomorrow in Croke Park.
Westmeath.
Yes.
With their Division 1 team on. And yes, there was the two Westmeath teams ran in parallel across Hurling and football, in that results weren't going to go their way. But they always knew that was going to be the case anyway. There was never, I don't think, any idea that they were ever going to get anything from any of those games. But I think that, it's on that basis that you leave the league going, well, we knew that was going to happen. We've had 4 or 5 good tests against far superior opposition, and Kerry are coming in having been beaten by Carlow. So it's a bit of a no-brainer for me. I should say, by the way, I failed to mention it on the football, the Kildare-Westmeath football side of it. Kildare have beaten nobody of any worth in Leinster since they beat Tommy Shower in 2017. So,
I'll be honest, I only went for Kildare for the reason that I knew you'd go for Westmeath, and I have to try and catch it. That's genuinely the only reason.
I really
struggle to back them there. I just
not worth backing.
I know last week I told the people of Tyrone I've nothing against them, like I do with the people of Cork, but Kildare, I just can't back Kildare. They're just such a hard team
to back.
Westmeath love pain. Love going up against Dublin and getting smashed in the Leinster final, so I think that's the way it's going
to
happen.
Well, all I can say is apologies to everyone at home. We have lied to you this morning. Tommy doesn't believe that Kildare are going to win, but he said it anyway. It's a disappointing...
Well, I'm trying to catch up on the table.
Disappointing revelation.
He's straddling both horses now, of course, on as well as the other thing.
It's cynical. This has been, thank you, Will and Tommy, this week's Quick Picks.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.